T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, it's the afternoon show, 94 WIP. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz. Speaking of Jack, we have not mentioned the Phillies yet, who have won 7 straight games and did ruin my morning a little bit, along with the offensive lineman scouting. And we will have the Jackie Baseball Report in 30 minutes so we can catch up with
them. Yeah, the Phillies are here to pick up the city when everyone's down.
Well, we need them.
Yeah. We might need them quick.
Yeah, we need them.
Well, good thing it's only we got how many months until October?
No, they could just keep ripping off wins. We'll take that.
Listen,
we'll take that.
We'll get to it more in the baseball report.
Yeah,
but
we'll get to it.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm just letting everyone know it's all good.
So we've been talking a lot. We obviously been talking about the game last night, talking a lot about Embiid. It's interesting. Embiid hasn't really been the central focus of this conversation. Mm-hmm. I think largely most people agree that he is compromised from an injury standpoint. We can have that discussion after the year about what that means, but I think largely people are agreeing that he is doing what could be expected of him and more right now given the injury situation. So he spoke after the game last night about the two games and the rest of the series, and here's what he had to say.
How do you try to bounce back as you guys head home and try to turn this thing around?
So we're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team.
So when you listen to it, he sounds confident to me. We've heard slow, mopey, sad, Embiid.
Yes.
That's not what that sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. It sounded confident. When you watch the video, his head is down the entire time. He's not looking at anyone. Is that what Barkley talked about? Can you play the Barkley sound?
What I'd like to see from Joel, he got to get his head up. Because he's the leader of the team. He's the best player. He's one of the best players in the world. If your best player got his head down like that, he can say it's unacceptable, it's unacceptable. We just got to come out and win game 3. We got to take it one game at a time. As the leader of the team, he cannot have his head down. He's got to say, guys, we're fine. They did what they're supposed to do. We got to go home and win game 3 and 4.
What'd you feel about the Embiid statement, the way it looked, the way it sounded?
I was okay with the statement until I actually saw it myself. I didn't see it till this morning. I'm watching the Sports Rise with everything. And I kind of feel like Charles feels. You know, you hear it and you're saying, yeah, he's saying all the right things. And it seems like he's trying to rally the troops going back home. And I love the fact that he's still proclaiming they're going to win the series. I like that. You know, does it ring a little hollow? Not as much as one may think. But when you see the body language doesn't necessarily give me the same confidence. It doesn't give me that same level. So, and listen, I'm not a body language reader, but that is a form of communication, right? It's nonverbal communication. So if I'm looking at him and he's saying those things, if you want me to wholeheartedly believe in what you're saying, I need to be able to look in your eyes when you're saying it. Right? So that's sort of the way I looked at it is he has his head down, so he's not – it's not that he's moping, but he certainly is downtrodden at that time.
Can I play – I imagine –
psychiatrist?
Yes. Actually, can I play both Embiid excuse maker and conspiracy guy?
Okay.
So Embiid, when you're watching game one, and you notice this – before he got hurt, he kept rubbing his eye. Mm-hmm. He would lift his shirt up, rub his eye, blah, blah, blah. Then when he gets hurt, when he hurts his leg and he's laying on the ground, and everyone noticed this, he's only blinking one eye, which was weird to look at. Mm-hmm. Then on the day of, or yesterday, when he showed up to shoot around, everyone remarked, and I saw a video of it, he's wearing sunglasses at shoot around.
Indoors, yeah. I've seen it.
And then when I saw video of him at the free throw line, and one of his eyes, I've never noticed this about Joel before, looked like it was like lazy. It was looking off to the side. Mm-hmm. And then I start thinking he misses 4 free throws, which it seems like Joel's made every free throw for the last 6 months. I wonder if the reason he had his head down is because his eye looked funny and he's self-conscious about it. And that's why he was wearing sunglasses. And I want to know, A, what happened to his eye, and B, if that is a tell that there's something going on. He was wearing sunglasses at shoot-around. Did anybody think to ask why he's wearing sunglasses at shoot-around? What happened to his eye? Right. Clearly something happened to his eye the night before. So I'm not – the only reason I say this to defend him is that when I listen to it, it doesn't sound like the Joel I don't like.
Right.
When I hear it, I hear a Joel that sounds sure of himself, that sounds like he says they're going to win the series. I've heard bad mopey Joel before, and that's not what it sounds like. I just feel like maybe there's something else going on.
Yeah, but it's always something going on.
Well, that's...
That's the thing. Like, yeah. It's the eye. Nobody is not on the injury report. Nobody has said anything about it. So now we're supposed to give him the benefit of the doubt that he can only see out of one eye.
I'm just asking questions.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It didn't stop him from shooting the ball 29 times.
No.
So
you don't shoot with your eye.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it didn't make him a less aggressive player on offense.
Didn't seem to.
Right.
No, it didn't seem to. Jack, what did you think when you saw it and heard it? Jack's doing something else. I'm sorry, Jack.
So when I just read the quotes, I started thinking of the video yearbook. I had the Rocky theme in my head of like, here we go. He's going to carry the team on his back. Bang, bang, bang. And I hear what you're saying about the eye. I just can't do it. I've seen that before from Joel too, where it's like, we're going to win. But if he came out with conviction, like Rollins in 07 said, we're the team to beat, I think I'd be fired up. But I didn't leave that fired up. I don't know if he really believed it. I think he was just saying it.
I think he believes it.
Well, I hope he believes it. He should believe it, or else we're really in trouble. Yeah. We're really in trouble. I just – my question would be, Spike, then what is it with his eye?
Well, that's the question
I'm asking. You know what I'm saying? Like, did he get poked in the eye? Did he get hit with an elbow in the eye?
How has no one reported this?
Yeah.
Well,
to be fair, I mean, Pompey did ask Nick Nurse the other day about his eye out of nowhere.
And what did he say?
I have the audio. I'll try to find it.
All right. I need to know what the hell happened to his eye.
Which certainly should be a topic of discussion. They don't speak today.
Here, I have Nurse the other day on it.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah. Well, he's lying. he's lying. I look, it's their job to lie sometimes, but he's lying. There's obviously something wrong with his eye.
I just don't understand why would he be lying.
Well, but he is.
No, no, I'm just saying.
He lied about D'Anthony Melton and his health. He lied about do you know why he lies? Because he, first of all, I think to a certain extent, Embiid doesn't like when his injuries are public because he doesn't like being perceived as being injury prone. I think that's probably one thing. Okay. I think he's probably self-conscious because it looks weird and he cares about how he looks. And he has to be lying. He has to be lying.
See, this is where...
Why is he wearing sunglasses?
But this is where everybody goes crazy. Because it's like, why is it always something?
Well, because that's the franchise we've been blessed with.
Like, why is it always something? There's nothing wrong with Tyrese Maxey's eye.
No, not right now. But he's sick, randomly.
Yeah, wait. Well, he had a Jordan flu game last night.
Yeah, he did. I think, actually, the Sixers are like this to give us content.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dan. I appreciate it.
Embiid said, you know what? The guys at WIP need a segment. About halfway through the show, I'm going to throw some sunglasses on before I go to.
Well, I'll tell you what he should have done. Well, he must not want to be asked about his eye because he could have easily done that interview with sunglasses on.
Right. But instead, he did it with his head down.
With his head down.
Ah, there's something going on there. There's something going on. You know, everybody goes to all those games and all those practices.
If his eyes is sensitive to light, I can understand it. I saw the same video you saw with the sunglasses on at shoot around. Just do the interview with sunglasses on, then, if your eyes are sensitive to light right now.
We need a Sixers Insider of the Year. These guys going to practice in games all the time. What the hell are you doing? You can watch the game on TV.
Like, right, yeah.
What are you doing? The best player on the Sixers, the reigning MVP, who is continually injury-prone, is blinking one eye during a game, shows up at shoot-around the next day with sunglasses, and then won't look at reporters in the post-game press conference afterwards. And nobody's asking any questions.
Yeah, somebody should be hard on this. Pause. Somebody should be on this investigation. I'm just saying.
You're pausing yourself.
I did.
You don't want to be paused. You're like Eminem in 8 Mile. You're like, well, I'm going to pause myself.
Yeah,
so they can't
well, you know, it. Sometimes I can hear it coming out. As soon as I hear it, I know.
Well, Spike had his first pause moment today on the show. Anyone else pick it up?
No. Did not.
Just me?
Yeah.
Well,
sure
someone's going to have an ear for these kind of things.
Okay. I've never done so many different positions.
Welcome to the drop board, Spike.
Yeah, I'm proud.
He's been waiting.
215-592-9494. Andy at Deptford, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's the deal? How we doing?
Against the rules, Andy. Don't ask us how we're doing. We're doing great.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah. Here's the deal with Embiid that kills me with him, right? If they win the game, there's no issue with that eye. Just like in the fourth quarter when he pulled up for a three and he missed it and he came up limping. Like, if he makes the three, he ain't limping. Like, I don't think he's soft. He's just mentally, he's not strong. You know what I'm saying? Spike. In 89, last time these two teams matched up, were you a Knicks fan?
In what year?
1989, the last time the Sixers.
No,
and the
I was
Knicks.
Not. No, I was
so
not.
You weren't. All right. What's up with you and your dad, though? You were a Knicks Sixers fan. He was a Cowboys Eagles fan.
I liked the Knicks when I was in high school because my friends liked the Bulls, and I was a contrarian, and I ended up loving John Starks.
I respect the contrarian.
So I love John Starks. What, Andy, shut up for a second. Do you want to ask me a question and give you the answer, and then we move on, or do you want to call up and act like a troll? If it's the troll thing, then you're gone. If you want to ask me a question, I'll give you the answer. Now, that is the true answer. The true answer is when I was in high school, from 1990 to 1994, and then in college or whatever, I began to like the Knicks because my friends liked the Bulls, and I loved John Starks. That is gone. I'm 47. If everything you did in high school is exactly the same as your late 40s, we'd all be in trouble. So are we done with this, or are we going to do it every time you call?
In South Jersey, right? Willenboro.
I'm done. Moron. Well, you always liked the Knicks when you were 14. It's like, dude, I've dedicated a quarter of my life to following this godforsaken basketball team. 3 hours a week of my own volition at home while my wife is downstairs wondering what I'm doing upstairs. Mm-hmm. Can we go to dinner? No, I have to watch the Sixers game, all 82 of them, and do a podcast. and you're questioning me because when I was 16, I liked it. Get over it. Move on. Holy moly.
And John Starks was at the game last night.
Yes, he was. He's like their World Be Free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? So he's there a lot? Okay.
Yeah. He works for the Knicks and is their...
Okay.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Ambassador.
Ambassador. That's what he is.
They brought a few of the guys out last night.
They did. Not Charles Oakley, though.
No. Yeah, no, we know he's never getting invited back.
No. Dana, you're on WIP.
Yeah, how you doing? Spike and Ike.
What's up, Dana?
All right. Yeah, you handled that last call good, man. I'm a college referee, right? So we're going to always have trouble with the referees because they call the game inconsistent because you could beat up one player on one end, then go down the other end and beat up another player, and they're not going to call it. What they need to do, they need to get the college game, but they need to ref like the college game when the foul's a foul. Because you got the whole stands, the crowd, people on TV, they're saying, he just got beat up down there. They ain't called it. And then they're going to call another marginal call. Mm-hmm. So they're inconsistent. So it's not the referees. It's the NBA itself, how they got them reffing the games. And Ike, also, when you told Elliot about guys reffing the games, you reffing that play down there on the baseline, reffing next to the coach. You reffing that play. You're not watching that coach. You're reffing that play.
Of course you're not. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to ask you that. I'm like, how would you have handled that situation there, Danny? They need to get your attention, right? You're not looking at the coach for a timeout.
Especially if it's all that action in that corner right there. It's a ton of action in that corner.
Yeah.
You can't possibly. You can, like, peek at him real fast, but the time that you peeked at him, he might not have his hand up.
You know,
for the timeout.
You know what? It's rare that within one day my opinion changes on something. I'll change my opinion if I see.
Sure.
But I came in here today. I wasn't ready to blame the refs, but because they were wrong, whatever. I said repeatedly, it's up to you and your team to make sure. But the one thing that I was sure of was they missed the Nick Nurse timeout. But the more I heard you talk, you convinced me, and then Dana calling like, if Nick Nurse wanted a timeout, he would have gotten a timeout. He was trying to do the thing where he's signaling timeout. I've never seen a coach want a timeout that badly in that situation and not get it.
Also, Lowry could have called timeout.
Yes. Well, that's a different thing, though.
Those are two, again, we talk about championship-winning guys.
Yes, 100%. Thank you for the call, Dana. I think specifically, I agree, somebody else could have, but Maxey, when he was on the ground, could have called timeout.
Yep.
But the Nurse thing specifically, I my mind has changed in that if he really wanted a timeout, he could have gotten a timeout.
Yeah.
Jump on the court and scream timeout. Yeah. It's, you know.
You're wearing gym shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't back in the day where you're over there with a suit and some kicks on where you might slide on the floor, slip and fall, run out there.
Right.
Not to derail this, but does Nick Nurse wear too many chains, too? Like, you're in your 50s, man.
He's a musician.
Not to pick on guys in their 50s. But you're also an ex-NFL player. Like, this is Nick Nurse.
Well, look at me.
He's an NBA champion.
But he wasn't a player. He was a coach on the team.
Players can wear chains?
Well, what is this thing with the chain thing? You don't want a coach to wear chains?
It's a little weird. And he has his own logo.
Oh, logo on his hat.
That's a little toolish.
Do you want me to wear the hat tomorrow?
I do want it. Well, they lost. They've lost every game since you've worn it, so maybe not. There's just something off about Nick Nurse, frankly.
Nah.
Don't start trying to turn on Coach Nurse, man.
I like that you call him Coach. That's a sign of respect.
Yeah.
I like Nick Nurse.
He's a good coach.
And I had no feeling for him when they hired him.
He's a good coach.
He's
good.
I actually like him.
Shut up, Jack. He's a good coach.
He's been a little. I mean, listen. He pulled him. Did they win the game if he pulls Embiid in that fourth in the third quarter?
He had to rest him at some point.
But it was a little early. Itchy trigger finger.
No.
So if we get scrub-ass Paul Reed in the game, it's rush.
All right. Yeah. The worst part about him being in there and us being in here is I can't turn his mic
off. Can't do anything with it. Yeah.
Well, because I keep telling you the truth. I know he's a cute guest on your podcast, but like
the baseball.
I'm with him on the B-ball Paul stuff. It's a little over the top.
I'm just saying he's good. He's a good player.
He's good at what?
He's a good backup center.
Every time he makes a shot, it looks like it's on accident.
It's by accident.
By accident. Whatever. On accident.
Yeah. Mark in South Jersey, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
What up, Mark?
So I can shed a little bit of light on what I think is wrong with Embiid's eye because I've been down that path. So I'm 44. And by the way, Spike, what you did in high school, if you're still, you're right. If you're still doing it now, we all have a problem. So that guy is out of his mind.
Right.
Right out of high school, right at the end of high school, I was delivering newspapers for the Terrier Post. And you have to get, it's the worst job in the world, is a second job. You have to get up in the morning at 3 o'clock every day. You never have a day off. And for exercise, I would run up and down the street delivering these papers. I came out of a yard, and a tree branch scratched my cornea. So I went to the eye doctor, and I said, I can't even open my eye. I can't close my eye. I can't move my eyeball. It's excruciating pain. So he put 3 drops in it, and I said, great, I'm healed. He says, no, that's a numbing agent. He said, but your eye is going to go crazy. It's going to be looking all over the place. He was like, and you're going to be sensitive to light for probably 2 to 3 days. And I'm like, all right, fine. No, he wasn't kidding. I couldn't even – it had to be pitch black for me to be able to open my eye. It was painful, and it was like every bit of light blinded my eye. I think that's what they did to him. I think his eye got scratched. They put those drops in there, and now his eye is dilated so much, and it's taken a couple days for it to go away.
How was your – light aside, how was your vision with your eye?
It sucked.
Oh, really?
It sucked. Yeah, because the scratch was on the cornea – on that coating, and it was, you could, it almost like there was a hair in my eye where you could see like a separation, like you could see something sitting in your eye. Like if you looked at a piece of glass and it had a piece of like hair on it or something, and you saw that, it was in your vision and annoyed you, that's how it looked for me. And I was right there. It took more than 3 days for light to stop bothering me, but even I had my head down. I had to sign papers for like my job saying I was going to be out for a week, and I couldn't even see to sign the paper. They were moving my hand in front of the paper like where I had to sign. That's how bad it was. I believe that's what they did.
That's good insight, Mark. Obviously, thank you for the call. That's not official by any means, but I do think I understand he was hit in the eye. I know what happened. The question to me is what is the result of that happening, especially given the missed free throws, given the sunglasses. I just want to know. And Nick Nurse saying there's nothing. There's obviously something.
Yeah, there's something there. And I thought maybe he got his cornea scratched too, and that could be what it is. But then I don't understand the secrecy of it. I mean, if anything, it would help explain why he may not be as efficient as a shooter. Like, it's not his fault somebody scratched his eye or what have you. Oh, and by the way, if he's sensitive to light, they didn't play that game in a closet. They didn't play that game in the dark.
The world's most famous arena, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, it was lit up everywhere in there, and he wasn't wearing anything on his eyes to protect his eyes or anything. So I don't know, but I agree there has to be something going on there.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
So the Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, do you still believe the Sixers will win this series versus the Knicks? The poll stays strong at 67% no, 33% yes.
So now, that's two-thirds.
That is two-thirds.
Two-thirds, yes.
There you go.
Education paying off.
Yes. Look, the show's getting smarter by the day.
Good point.
So Sixers are 0-2, but there's another team in town that is 7-0. We will talk about the Phillies with the Jackie Baseball Report next, and I will tell you which Hall of Famer Ranger Suarez reminds me of. That is next on the Afternoon Show on WIP.
Hey, $439 a month. Yep, that's what my guys down at Elite Acura told me when I asked, how much would it cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event? Now they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level. And that was just the car that first caught my eye. Now, through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even the new 2024 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease it for just $499 a month with $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, you have to get down to Elite Acura today while these offers last. Head over to Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Ike sent you or shop online at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.